Neil, fair result in the end?
Yeah, I thought they were the better team. No complaints. We tried to have a go, particularly in the second half. I thought we was a little bit tame in the first half. Sloppy first goal to give away. But we tried to have a little bit of a go and be a bit more niggly and a little bit more, higher tempo in the second half. And obviously, when you press a little bit higher, you leave gaps open, and they're a good passing team. And they exploited it, although I think sort of the second goal was a bad error, a judgment, and another mistake, and the third goal was a mistake. Mm. And the first goal was a player not doing his job from set pieces. So, yeah, then the longer the game goes on, the more chances they're going to create because you're having a go at getting back into it. But
you had that chance at 0-0 as well, didn't you? With Tubbs through, keeper to beat, good save, I think it was.
There are moments that can change games. Obviously, a poor bit from us on set pieces has changed it the wrong way, but some positives I can take. I thought Alan Bennett, the captain, bar his mistake at the end, was excellent, and I thought Bayo Akinfenwa was unplayable at times. I thought he was immense. So they're two real big positives we can take from it, but we've got to dust them down, make sure that we're ready to go in the league now.
Jack Smith, what's the news on his injury?
We think it might be his medial in his knee, we're not sure. He was in a bit of pain initially. Next couple of days will tell us a bit more, but you want to come through these games unscathed, and that's a bit disappointing.
And finally, looking ahead to the weekend, another tough one. You're just down the road from here, actually. Luton Town away.
Yeah, they got that winning mentality from last season, and they've taken it on to the first game this season. Stilly's teams are always well organised, well drilled, strong, athletic. So we know it's going to be a tough one, but there's no easy ones in League Two. We've just got to make sure that the boys are mentally and physically ready to go again.
Finally, the end of the game there, you got the consolation goal, and there was the pitch invasion. A little bit disappointing.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it was only a minority, and I don't think it's a true reflection of our club. I think that's just emotions boiling over at the end, but hopefully it hasn't marred it too much. It's just a little blip at the end of the game, but disappointing to say the least.